Overthink is a weekly show that gives you a fun and informative perspective on what's happening in tech, design, social media, marketing, and automotive. This week, it's hosted by Fred, our graphic designer, Medessa, who is our content manager, Jeremy Kosh, who is our supreme leader, just kidding, he's the general manager, and myself, the marketing director. This week is all about the Toronto Raptors, herd mentality, social media, and your business.
Throws it into Leonard. That's it. It's over. The Raptors win. There's a new NBA.
The Raptors made the NBA Finals, and they played Game 6 last night. You seem like a sports guy, Jer.
Okay.
Tell us what happened.
They won.
Did they win by a lot? Did they win by a lot?
They didn't win by a lot, no.
Okay.
They won, and that's sad.
Why was the Raptors making the NBA Finals? I almost called it the playoffs. Why was that such a big deal?
NBA, it's because there's currently only one Canadian team, which is the Toronto Raptors, and no Canadian team has ever won it. And so this was a big deal for them to go that far. And then, of course, to win it is very big for it to be a team outside the U.S. And there's a lot of storylines that interplayed alongside it with certain players and just the build up for it and where it's at and how close they've been. So there's, you know, it's a lot of reasons, but at the end of the day, it just became a rallying cry, which I think is probably a good point to make with where you're going with this. It became a rallying cry for the country, or at least a perceived one. So I'll kind of leave it at that and not bury the lead here.
Yeah. It really, really demonstrated me herd mentality. Now, that sounds like a negative. In this case, it's a positive. I'm not a sports guy. I didn't know that basketball was another Canadian sport invented in Canada, but like dominated by the Americans. And I guess for us to like win it with the only NBA Canadian team was an historical moment.
Yeah, it's just unfortunate that it's in Toronto. that's a thing with Canada and Toronto teams. Toronto is kind of like a self-entitled center of the universe when it comes to Canadian sports, and so everybody actively outside of Ontario or even some within tend to hate on Toronto because of that center of the universe type mentality. But I mean, they are the only ones with that. They're the only ones with an MLB team, I think.
So they made it to Game 6. They won it in Game 6. And I was making this joke all week about Game 6 for the 6, which I honestly thought somebody would have turned that into a hashtag and it would have gone like viral. Because I'm like, oh man, Drake, the 6, Toronto, Game 6, it all makes sense. And I really feel for the Toronto Raptors and Drake, that was a missed opportunity.
No, I think the Toronto Raptors and Drake milked every single opportune moment that they had.
Yeah. But like,
We the North.
I don't know how I feel about We the North. When I hear that, I cringe.
Do you think they should have replaced the word we with the French we? The North, and therefore made it multicultural? Would that make you feel better about it?
Yes, the North.
I thought, I just thought they could have done something better than We the North. Like, it just seems so lazy.
It's got like a Game
kind
of Thrones reference to it, so you're
Game
missing
of Thrones.
That too, because you never hopped on the Game of Thrones.
Disclaimer, I don't watch Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
The North is their own kingdom.
Yeah, so their star player, they called the King of the North.
Okay, I get it. Have you guys ever gone along with the crowd or done something mostly because other people were doing it? And like, was that influenced by social media at all? Have you guys ever like, I don't know, like bandwagon jumped?
Friend, have you worn Oilers jersey before?
I feel like Fred is the kind of guy, when the Oilers make the playoffs, he goes to like Walmart and grabs an Oilers shirt, puts it on, hits down White Avenue.
I feel like Fred has like an Oilers tattoo on his lower back or something like that. It's just this like dark
skeleton. An Oilers
skeleton.
Tramp stamp.
And, right there.
Yeah, right there. And he's just like, I wear it every day.
You guys can't see what Fred looks like, but Fred is like the most hardcore, elitist, pretentious artist I've ever met.
Shut up.
That's why we're making those jokes. I don't think I've ever, I don't think I've ever gone along with a crowd on anything, but I think that as a negative about me. If something becomes popular, I tend to go the opposite way. If there's a popular opinion, I'll tend to have the opposite opinion. But I wouldn't call myself a contrarian. I just tend to like not follow the herd. But again, I argue with myself that I think that's a negative. What about
you,
Jared?
Would you call yourself a hipster?
I don't know what that term means. I don't listen to hip hop. What? I don't listen to hip hop. She called what? Like
she called you a hipster.
Well, I don't listen to. Is that a Drake song?
Oh, come on. Okay. So, what was the question?
Have you ever gone along with the crowd, like the Blue Jays when the Blue Jays did it, or Edmonton Oilers or the Calgary Flames?
You know what? It's a loaded question because of course, and so is anyone. You being a non-contrarian is a certain crowd. You're the non-contrarian contrarians. You fit into like certain verticals of.
This isn't about me.
Because you're saying I've never gone along with that herd. Fuck
but
that.
I said you go with
a different herd. Then like it's that you're not this lone wolf. You know, prancing along
the
prairies and
I said it was a negative
and whatever. But so I think it's kind of a loaded like there's no real way to answer that. And say no that I haven't that I've never gone with the herd. That at any point in time you're following some sort of activity or group or something like that other people usually hold interest in. You're not bunkered down in some bunker in the middle of nowhere and just saying I'm king of Acostaville. Go ahead.
Wait, I did go along with the herd one time. This is almost embarrassing, but I don't mind disclosing it. A long time ago in 2012, there was the first, but it was the beginning where you could see like herd mentality and almost virtual signaling. It was kind of the beginning of both. It was called Kony 2012. I remember it was like everyone started to retweet it. And then I didn't really like this is just my case of going along with the crowd. And I remember thinking, yeah, this is a pretty good cause. This is pretty cool. Like, it's cool that you can do this on social media. And I remember just retweeting it. And then a bunch of my followers replied me and said, Matt's bullshit. And I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? And then someone, a good friend of mine, added me and added Vice and said, hey, Vice, is this legit? And then this is back when Vice was a legit news. Back when people actually got their news from Vice, not before they started doing reviews on vibrators. Or maybe they were always doing that. I don't know. So I quickly learned that it was all kind of just bullshit, and that whole cause unraveled, and the guy who was leading it was caught masturbating in public, and that was the end of Kony 2012. So that was the one time. There might be other ones, but that's I'm trying to remember times where I've gotten caught up in a wave, and that was one time that I got caught up in a wave.
Do you even know what it was about?
That's what I mean. I was caught up into something that I didn't really care about, that I didn't really know about. Was I educated enough to be involved in it? And was it really my cause to signal in it? Probably not. But I got caught up in the wave like a bunch of other people did. It was a massive campaign. That's my case of herd mentality. What about you, Maude?
So my sister, she went to Toronto last week. And she's staying with my cousin, and she's acting like the biggest Raptors fan ever. Like, he was just from Baltimore. it's just an example of her falling for the herd mentality.
She liked did she buy a bunch of Raptors merchandise?
I think my cousin bought her some, and she just started wearing it with pride.
That's right. We the North.
Yeah, we the North.
Yeah, yeah. We the North.
Yeah, started from the bottom. Now we're here.
I think Mom was around for this, the Blue Jay run.
Yeah, no, she wasn't there. That was years ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was that really?
That was a while ago, dude.
Okay.
Herd mentality, because that's what we're talking about, is everyone jumping on bandwagons and how social media can amplify that. But it's really painted in a negative light, which is what I'm not trying to do. I actually think herd mentality can be a good thing or a negative thing, and this will segue into what you're asking, Jer. So good thing. A country gets behind a team and it unifies us in solidarity and it brings the country in a positive spirit. The Raptors making the NBA Finals was a very positive herd mentality. Now, a negative herd mentality, which is what I think you want to get into, is when people jump on cancel culture and they come to a conclusion before they have all the information, and they try to tear down an organization or a person without actually having all the information, just because they're going with the flow.
I wasn't going to just use that. I was going to use dissonance as part of that as well. But
yeah, I think there are a lot of examples of that, where the herd mentality can go against the company before people even have all the information, and that's where herd mentality can go bad. I think humans act like tribes. We all want to be a part, like you were saying earlier, we all want to be a part of a team, a clique, a cult, a group of people, and that includes like when someone's right or wrong, or someone's doing good or someone's doing bad, and people will jump on a bandwagon without having all the information, just to be on the right side of the tribe. It's one of those things where I think herd mentality is not really like a mentality. I think it's just how we work and how we think, and social media just really highlights that stuff. I don't know if any of that made sense.
Technology brings the ability for herd mentality to the forefront when it comes to any topic, because everybody's given a very public soapbox. And so that works for and against this ideology of whether it being positive or negative when it comes to any individual or any business or corporation. So yes, it you know, the tribe, the herd, and being part of it and you know, unifying in some regards, that can be a very positive thing. And yes, it can be very, absolutely, of course, there can be lots of negativity when it comes to the idea of herd mentality and virtual signaling, if you're going to go down that rabbit hole and such. But I guess more so, as I'm kind of thinking through this topic of the Raptors and Canada unifying behind this sports team and using this as something for a rallying cry for everyone to get behind and look at. I look at it as, and what I find interesting and what I'd want everyone's hear opinion on is, how far do you go? And we have a great example that you showed us this morning from a billboard from a competitor. How far do you go as a business to jump on that bandwagon and attach yourself to something that is at best arm's length when it comes to being something within that connects to your your business or to what you're doing? So, you know, just to kind of be clear, that this is a direct competitor Ford dealership that is that built a billboard, you know, congratulating the Toronto Raptors and building their whole sales pitch around the Toronto Raptors, and the and so their connector bridge to this was the Ford Raptor, the F-150 Raptor, and building that link in together and so in leveraging these two things. So I'm curious what you all think, because we maintain a very isolated, we connect and bridge ourselves to only things that we are either directly correlated to or specifically partners with. And so, for example, this dealership is certainly not partners with the Toronto Raptors, but they're jumping on a big Canada-wide thing. So I don't know. What are your guys' thoughts on that?
If you are a business and you see a wave going on and you try to use that wave to sell your product, it's very disingenuous, and it will cause more damage to your brand than good. I've seen this happen multiple times. I've seen it happen with good things like the Raptors and the Blue Jays and the Oilers, and I've seen it happen with bad things with the Fort McMurray fires. Do not use people's goodwill towards something to sell your products. It's really disingenuous. It's kind of shitty, and you might not see it, but it's very obvious.
I'd like to echo that statement. As a consumer, you can tell when a business is disingenuous. You feel like they're just tagging along to something and they're doing it for the money, and you can tell right away. It doesn't feel like they mean what they're trying to say, and it doesn't always align with their business either, and that's always the wrong move to go.
I don't know if it's always transparent. I think sometimes they convince themselves
yeah.
Of the fact that they're genuine.
I'll add something where we've used herd mentality to our own personal gain in a positive way. So a while back we did a April Fool's prank that went viral in our industry, and it was called Ford Date. And one of the funny things about Ford Date is that people thought it was the Ford Canada's April Fool's prank, and other dealerships started retweeting it or sharing our prank, which was amazing. And then it was one of those awesome things when we announced it was us, those posts started to be deleted.
Well, of course.
So that was a good crowd mentality where people were like, oh my God, Ford's starting a dating website for people who own Fords. That was our prank. And it was fun to see people reshare, not knowing it was their competitor.
Maud, from a social media perspective, how do you find that, you know, this whole topic of jumping on the latest trend and I don't want to say milking it, but connecting to it in some way. It's basically like mining for social media gold, and so it becomes a very addictive property, I'm sure, in your position to go after, until you kind of take a breath and look at it and go, well, wait a minute, this can actually maybe be a little dangerous. Like, how do you feel about that?
Like you tend to go for the one that produces the most dopamine, right? Like referencing Black Mirror episode.
You're telling me that you focus on posts that produce the most dopamine?
You go towards it.
I want to bring up an example, Maud, one that I'd be curious how you feel about it now. And I remember very early days of your work. And I remember at the time Ford had released a couple viral videos leaning on late 80s, early 90s anime cartoons, such as Dragon Ball Z and such like that.
That's a great show.
Yeah, I guess. I'm one of the few that I didn't get into Dragon Ball.
Yeah, well, we had a really good conversation. Me and Fran had a good conversation about Dragon Ball because we grew up loving it. It's split. You either grew up loving Dragon Ball Z or Pokemon, but you had to choose. And if you choose Pokemon, you're a little bitch.
I watch neither. The only I watch. What? How about this though? And this is a dangerous comment. What if you watch neither, and your only history with any kind of North American anime was watching the few episodes of Sailor Moon that your sister
Sailor Moon. There's no hate for Sailor Moon. Sailor Moon is a great show. I loved Sailor Moon as a kid.
It's a great show.
Yeah, Sailor Moon was awesome. Sailor Moon was ahead of its time. Tuxedo Mask, come on. That scene where they finally made out, amazing.
Are you just trolling us now?
Didn't every one of these have a cat that talks? Like Pokemon had a cat that talked.
Yeah, every cat was portrayed as smarter than everyone.
Anime is like Japanese, right?
Right.
Yeah, because they love cats.
Yeah.
Guys are listening to this, they're like, fuck that dude.
Yeah. What a... Yeah,
fuck this, that this dude. Is a
very relevant conversation.
He hates sports. He just shit on Pokemon Go. I don't want to be friends with this bro.
He hates sports.
Bro, listen to me. I don't want to be friends with this guy. He hates everything that is real.
He hates sports. He shits on Pokemon, but he loves Tuxedo.
Hey, just wanted to take a quick break and give a shout out to our parent company, the Kosh Auto Group, and also remind you that we're always looking to recruit new people to join our team. So why would you want to work at Kosh? First off, the benefits. They start after 90 days, which I know is great. I love our benefits. I use them all the time. The next thing I want to mention is our culture. We're pretty laid back. Everyone has a great sense of humor. It's pretty transparent. You can state your mind. You can give your opinions. Even if somebody doesn't really like it, it's still embraced. The next thing I want to mention is opportunity for advancement. There are people here who have started as the lot attendant and have worked their way to ownership of a dealership. And that just shows you how much we invest in our own people. I highly urge you to apply. And if you want to find us, it's pretty easy. Just go to Indeed.com/CMP/KoshFordLincoln and click on jobs to see what jobs we have available. And also follow us on LinkedIn at LinkedIn/TheKoshAutoGroup.
So Maud, the point was, these things were gain like nostalgia, retro That was all gaining momentum and that it was being leveraged by the brand that we were under. And then I remember, and I'm sure you do too, that you started using, and this is probably just from your own biases, but it kind of like it connected in that sense, like Sailor Moon GIFs and all these like these anime stuff. So, and then I remember early on we were talking about, you know, maybe you're not connecting to the audience appropriately because of the way that you're using them. So anyway, thoughts towards that. I just thought of that in the sense of following the herd mentality with it and your own personal biases, but connecting on a level that maybe it's not meant to be you talking to them. It's you representing someone talking to them, right? I see it more as you portraying your passions, your likes, your things that you're connected to. And then learning that a bunch of dudes that buy Ford trucks don't actually connect to Sailor Moon giving the peace symbol.
Right. No, they don't connect with that at all. I have learned that the hard way.
Okay, guys, let's wrap up this topic and go on to the next one. Final thoughts, herd mentality.
So I think herd mentality can be a good thing, but like it's always just good to have all the information at hand, like before supporting a cause, being more critical, as I would say.
Okay. So my thoughts on herd mentality, you know, it's like, I hearken back to the good and bad side of it and just how people are. I think when it's good crowd, mentality, I'd call that a cultural party, and like either you join it or you don't. I had a lot of fun, pretending to be a Raptors fan this week. A lot of fun, to the point where I almost tricked myself into liking basketball. And I'm dead serious. So like, I think it could be a good thing or a bad thing. When it's a good thing and it's a cultural party and you're getting behind something that's kind of awesome and it's obvious, go with it or don't. It's up to you. When it's bad, back away and just ask yourself, hey man, do I have enough information to put my own stamp on this or put my name on this? If you don't, man, just walk away. So that's my final thoughts on it. You, Jer?
Yeah, I'd piggyback that thought. And if I'm using a concrete example, I'd use something that when we see customers or just potential customers write something negative about our company and try to blend in something like as dangerous as Me Too or just gender profiling or something that can be a very hot button, something that historically would have a herd behind it going guilty until proven innocent, that we're starting to see a little bit of a swing the other way, that when someone is disingenuous with bringing a herd mentality topic to light in a negative way, that more and more people are starting to distinguish this, kind of like what Friend was saying, that the disingenuity of it is more obvious, and the script is starting to flip on you. It's not there yet. There's still, obviously, when you talk about internet and herd mentality, the idea that people will just get behind someone without knowing all the facts, but I think it's becoming more transparent now because of how much there has been when it comes to this stuff, that people are sussing out the real facts behind it, or at least challenging it more than they ever have before, which is great.
Yeah, just to add to that, it's weird when like the guy you work with who doesn't like sports at all and is into very obscure things starts repping the Raptors, me, and it's even more weird when the mattress store starts wearing a Raptors jersey.
Oh god,
that's even more weird. So don't do it.
Yeah, we didn't do any we didn't do any posts cheering on the Raptors, right?
No, and we could have, okay. But we didn't.
Yeah, no, go Raptors, yeah. Lead the North.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Started from the bottom. Now we're here.
That's right.
Yeah, my whole crew here.
Six.
Yeah, the six. Six. Game six for the six. Should have been a thing.
We the North.
What'd you say, what?
We the North.
We the North. All right, guys. Well, that is Overthink for this week. I'd like to thank Jer, Friend, Maude, and the Kosh Auto Group for letting us do this. We'll talk to you guys next week. Peace.
Throws it into Leonard. That's it. It's over. The Raptors win. There's a new